what is the definition of burnout? So burnout is usually what we consider when we're just so like fatigued and don't want to do anything and we're just feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, we all have times like where stress can get to us.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Howdy, welcome back to the No Cap Health Show. I'm happy that you're here because we're going to cover something that really at different times in life probably touches you. We're so busy these days. We have so much going on, especially when you now consider our online involvement between just social media, searches, electronic communications, emails, texts, all the other platforms. It can be overwhelming. So there's a video that I was tagged in, and I thought it was really appropriate to talk about this one because I think, like I said, it's something that we all might be able to relate to at some point in time. It has to do with burnout. And what are the symptoms of burnout? And we're going to go a little bit of a deep dive to talk about what can be done for it as well. A lot of times you may not even realize that you are perhaps flirting or in the throes of burnout. So I want to go through this video with you. As you can probably tell, I've already revealed my hand. I'm really bad at playing poker, as you can imagine. So I've already revealed my cards, and you can get a sense that this is already going to be a no-cap video. But I want to play it to you, and then we're going to go through it, because it is such an important thing that we all need to be aware of, and very few people talk about it. And this psychologist was really great in her video. And also, I mentioned social media, how we're so involved in it. And I have my new book that's coming out pretty shortly here called Influenced. And pretty much no holds barred, reveal, full on, opening up everything about social media from my experiences and also my friends, the influencers that I interviewed who were so kind to participate in this book. And it's unlike anything you've ever seen. If you also want to get a sense of what it's like to be an influencer and want to even grow your platform, there's actually a chapter called So You Want to Be an Influencer. And there's a lot of great secrets that get revealed in there. So the book's on Amazon, everywhere you can find books. And let's just roll with this video right now.
Here's four signs you're heading for burnout. Number one is disconnection from the people around you. You might be arguing more with your partner or your friends. Number two, you're procrastinating more than ever and putting off even the smallest of tasks because they now feel overwhelming. Number three, self-care goes out the window, exercise, diet, sleep. And number four, physical and emotional exhaustion. You feel tired but wired and can't sleep at night.
As she's saying all those things, she lit a match and the match is just burning and she's getting through all four of those items. Totally calm, not freaking out, like my finger's about to become barbecued hot dog like on the 4th of July, and really calm. So I think what also interested me in this is I have a strong interest in psychology and I published a book a few years ago called Perceptual Intelligence about perception and how our brains work. And so I was a psychology and a biology major in college too. So perhaps that's another reason as well. So all those things she talked about is true in terms of signs that you're heading for burnout. And I think it's worth going into a little bit of a deeper dive and even just what is the definition of burnout? So burnout is usually what we consider when we're just so like fatigued and don't want to do anything and we're just feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, we all have times like where stress can get to us, even professionals, even though you may not ever see it, professionals, even lawyers, doctors, engineers, police officers, firefighters, pilots, I mean, you name it. Everybody at some point has experienced high levels of stress where they may have even not revealed that they're feeling that way, but they are. So when you have those feelings of impending burnout, it's important to, number one, recognize them. And we're going to go through what are some other contributing factors behind burnout, and then how you can reduce the stress to be able to cope with those day-to-day responsibilities. So she talked about the four things, but actually there's many more signs of burnout. So I just want to run through these. Like if you ever feel you just want to be isolated, and I'm not just talking like, okay, Sunday afternoon, I just want to be by myself, but where it's like there's an extended period of time where you just don't want to be around people, and you just also have this feeling of exhaustion, and you're just very irritable, like the littlest things set you off. Those are also signs of burnout. And even just like visualizing, you know, escaping from what you're dealing with, that's also pretty classic as well. And sometimes people frequently get sick repeatedly with all these other symptoms or a combination of these symptoms. So those can all be part of what is characterized by burnout. And there's actually different stages of burnout. Recognizing if perhaps you were in the early part of these stages, and then the interventions we get through can be really helpful. So first is, you know, people usually are very driven. They have a lot of excessive drive to be successful and achieve, and they push themselves. So there's always that pressure that people put on themselves. Typically, it's not coming from anyone else. It's like, you know, we put pressure on ourselves to want to be more successful, which is fine. But if it gets to the point when you're starting to neglect yourself or taking care of yourself in particular, then that can be what can trigger going down this slippery slope. And it's not uncommon then that people, as this starts building up and building up, imagine it's like you've got like a pressure cooker and there's more and more pressure going in there. People a lot of times may feel that there's no time, that they don't have any time for anything that's like not work related. And that's also when people can start withdrawing from other social activities, from friends and family, and can eventually develop these feelings of emptiness and really towards the end stage, even depression and just like physical collapse, just feeling so exhausted or mentally exhausted. And that's sort of like at the end stage. Now, the good news is that these are ways to help prevent burnout. This is going to be a lot of common sense stuff, but this has also been shown to be very, very helpful when somebody's getting on that path and they want to get off the treadmill of burnout or heading towards burnout. So number one is exercise. And it can just be anything that you enjoy doing that gives you physical activity. It could be if you like to jog, if you like to swim or do weightlifting, or just go to the gym and be on a treadmill or the stair stepper, you name it, right? Anything that gets your body moving has been shown to reduce stress and anxiety. And coupling that with having a well-rounded diet. So where you're not eating tons of junk food all the time, not lots of sodas all the time. And also if you have caffeine, to monitor your caffeine too, because that's a stimulant, but that can also interfere with sleep. And the third one is actually sleep, getting proper sleep. And we had a whole episode last year about sleep habits, how to have healthy sleep hygiene. And I'll just give you a few keys right now, but the other episode goes into more detail. For example, not having caffeine late in the afternoon. And some people are really sensitive, so they may not even want to have caffeine after noon because the effects may linger in the body. Another thing too is having earplugs. So there's a lot of ambient noise. You know, we hear traffic going by sometimes, or just noises from within our home of machines going off, et cetera, or people walking around. So earplugs can be surprisingly effective. And also wearing a sleep mask. And my favorite one that I use, it's called Mindfold. You probably can get it on Amazon, Mindfold, mind, like M-I-N-D, fold. It's a total blackout mask, and I always sleep with it when I'm traveling, so that's always a good thing. But lots of additional things if you're having difficulty sleeping, including what supplements to take. Look at that previous episode from last year. And the fourth thing is asking for assistance if you are having burnout or heading towards burnout, because there's always resources, there's always people, there's therapists, there's help out there for anybody who is struggling. So just remember those four key things: exercise, eating a well-rounded diet, having good sleep, sleep hygiene, and number four, asking for help. And that should help. That should help if you are having any signs of burnout. But definitely do talk to your doctor or a therapist if you are experiencing any of those burnout symptoms. I will just make one additional plug for exercise. Like, yeah, let's plug exercise. So exercise treats so many things that go on with people's lives and has so much impact on our health that, I mean, arguably one of the best ways to reduce the risk of many different types of diseases and problems and illnesses and psychological challenges, including anxiety and depression, et cetera, and burnout, is exercise. So it's so, so important. Minimum 3 or 4 days a week, just about a half an hour where you can break a sweat. I'd throw in a weightlifting session in there too. And that's going to be so effective for so many people. So I think that was really a great video. That came from Dr. Julie. She's British and she's really great with her content. Next week, what I'm going to be doing is shifting gears. A lot of people don't know this. You probably aren't aware that my parents were both hairstylists. So I grew up actually hanging around my parents' hair salon. So I know quite a lot about hair, believe it or not. And if you saw some of my previous videos about using rice water and rosemary oil and rosemary water for hair growth, you'll know why. That was backed by science, actually. Good studies behind that one. But in any case, next week, what we're going to talk about with hair is something called hair porosity. And is that a thing or not? So that's going to be really good. It's going to talk about what that means for the health or hydration of your hair. And we're going to have a fun time going through a video about that. And in the meantime, don't forget to pre-order my book, Influenced. It's on Amazon and everywhere you buy books. And it's written by a guy you may have heard of, Dr. Brian Boxer-Wachler. I hear he kind of knows what he's talking about. He knows his stuff. And don't forget to follow and subscribe to the No Cap Health Show. And take a moment to leave a review, because that helps other people find this podcast as well. And I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the No Cap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Wachler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.